Then we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords. Now we need somebody to sing the word.
We gonna loogie doogie sapphire.
And some adults to say, what's that noise? They call that music?
I'm getting a terrible headache.
Now we've got rock and roll.
Hey, Mama, you seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's new. It's exciting. It's the Sounds of Africa. For the Sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your DJ.
D'une vie ne brise pas le lien qui nous unit. Renoncer à sa liberté, c'est renoncer à sa qualité d'homme. Bernadette Okabando, Aimé Jafar.
Nabosani binote oho, nabungi binote oho. Baparan, baboti banga. Bino ba tobo ke la ngai, bino ba nzame a ngai yose. Ke la sia libo somo la kisa ngai ya kolinga. Kolinga ba familanga, kolinga ba kamarada nanga. Erika je ba koko ba tika. Basabato babanga me beila chelanga beibanza me babanga ose nikoni nizanga la busu le ningo ningo na basabato ningo na bikamba nyekaya sika bangoko.
La bergère Guilaine a la kena mara. La linga dodo kole kama beni na iso basse.
Ma wala bakoli a kanda.
Oh,
En amour, un plus un égal à un. N'est-ce pas, madame, et toi, Christine Mouambo?
Nabosani binoteo, nabungi binoteo. Ba parent, ba boti banga. Bino ba tobo kelangai, bino ba nzambe wangai yose. Kelasi aliboso bola kisanga ya kolinga, kolinga ba faminanga, kolinga ba kamarade nanga. Erita Batisa.
A very wonderful good morning to you all people. I say good morning, I say bonjour, I say dumelang, I say saubona. This is a couple of the African language and Mulibwanji coming from my own native land. This is CITR 101.9 FM and you're with me, your hostess, Sheila Sam. It is 10 minutes past 8. And it's all about the sounds of African music. I think it's another exciting, beautiful Tuesday morning, and I will tell you why it's exciting. In my books, I have more fantastic music for your listening pleasure. Today, the sounds of Africa travels to Congo Brazzaville, which is one of the tracks that we started with. The very first track was actually Marimba, and that is from South Africa. It is Malaika, which is sung in the traditional using Marimba. Now, translation for Marimba is the voice of wood, and as the music is created by a set of wooden slabs, each turned to a different pitch, which are loosely secured to a frame and bitten with a stick. A little piece of art there from Africa, uniquely sounds very African. And so we are going to be going all across the African continent, as always. We've done Congo Brazzaville. We started off in South Africa. I'm going to go back there just now. We are going to go to Senegal. We're going to go to Cape Verde. We're going to go to Algeria. We're going to go to Cameroon, Zambia, Benin. I will leave it there and let you have suspense. Meanwhile, back to the music. I'm going back to South Africa, as I mentioned, and it's music coming from Thandiswa Mazwai, one of South Africa's youngest artists. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her after you've listened to the track. I think she's one gifted young lady. The title of the track is Zabalaza, which in her native language, Xhosa, means rebellion.
Little ghetto child,
Yeah.
beautiful music there coming out of South Africa, Thandiswa Mazwai Zabalaza. This was actually her first solo release back in 2006 from South Africa. And the music encompasses a couple of South Africa's traditional mainstream kind of music. It's called Kwaito, so there's a little bit of that in there. And before this album, Thandiswa was actually most famous known as the lead singer for Kwaito group called Bongo Muffin. They did a little bit of kind of raga mix and a little rebellion R&B kind of type of music. But then she decided, I am going to break out and create my own little niche, which she did very successfully. So Xhosa is her language. Zabalaza is the title of that track, and it means rebellion. And it's actually a shining example of the integrative style of Kwaito. And Thandiswa has infused in that album the sounds of her roots. Kwaito music, traditional Xhosa music, bakanga and reggae, and even a touch of gospel music, is you can kind of get a hint of that in there. From the very beginning, Thandiswa has always managed to be at the forefront of change. You know, born in the rural homeland of Transkei, she grew up in Soweto during the 80s as part of the Soweto young generation who witnessed the violence, dismantling of apartheid, and the growth of a free South Africa. She's a daughter to a journalist, and both her parents are journalists. She was constantly surrounded by banned books, writings, and political discord. This would eventually prove to be a very important element in the singer's songwriting and political awareness. And it reflects in her music, and she's done very well for herself. 20 minutes past 8, CITR 101.9. You're with me, Sheila Sam. This is The Sounds of Africa. I'm in such a great mood. You know, it was Thanksgiving weekend, nice long weekend, blessed with pretty decent weather, I would say, and I hope you all enjoyed your Thanksgiving. I definitely had a blast. Anyway, we continue with music, back to the marimba sounds, and I'm going to give you something that is very, very originally African, and you will agree with me, because this is by Tapelo Koma and Ian Osrin. The title of the track is Karoo Dawn. There's all sorts of sounds in this. You wouldn't actually think, okay, how do they combine that with music and make it sound so good? Because they're blessed with the rhythm from the motherland. Thank you.
your DJ.
أنا وإنت حبيبي مفيش حاجة نقولها وصلين لدرجة حب محدش في الدنيا وصلها أنا ليك وعمري ما كون يا حبيبي غير ليك روحي شغلها دي الثانية وإنت بعيد إزاي قلبي هيستحملها
continues. You would not think that actually sounds African, but it is from Africa. In fact, it's from Egypt. The singer of that track was Amir Diab, and the title of the track was Nur El Aim. Amir Diab was actually born in Port Said, Egypt, into a very artistic family, I believe. His father, Abdul Basset Diab, worked for the Suez Canal Corporation, where he was the chairman of marine construction and shipbuilding. He possessed a very fine singing voice and encouraged his young son, Amir, to sing. So one evening, Amir, when he was 6 years old, this is, Amir and his dad went out for the 23rd July festival at Port Said. And there they visited the local broadcasting station where Amir was encouraged and managed to sing his first, well, made his first singing appearance, so to speak, on Egyptian radio, performing the national anthem, Baladi Baladi. He was praised by the governor of Port Said, who gave him a guitar as a prize. Amir began his music studies at the music faculty of Cairo Academy of Arts. And from there, he graduated in 1986, I believe. His first album, Ya Tariq, followed shortly. And, well, I guess from there, I mean, that song was an instant hit. But from there, you know, sort of just catapulted. He has accumulated a very impressive 16 top-selling albums. Not songs, albums. In a very prolific recording career, which has established him as one of Arab's world superstars. CRTR 101.9 FM. I am your hostess, Sheila Sam. And in case you've just joined us, thank you for doing so. We have a brand new show as of last week, Sounds of Africa, where we bring you music from across the African continent and from the diaspora. Moving along, we're going out to Senegal. Music from Youssou N'Dour, New Africa. Sounds like coming from Youssou N'Dour, New Africa. He's from Senegal and he is currently one of Africa's biggest and most influential names in the world of music, actively making numerous appearances at Amnesty International Human Rights Now tours, and he has appeared in several concerts for the Mandela 4669 commemoration concerts. Stay tuned as I have more music coming across from the African continent. We are covering different genres from North Africa to South Africa to East Africa to West Africa. And, well, you know, unique sounds. Specifically for your listening pleasure. It is 25 minutes to 9. My time flies when you're having a great time. Anyway, back to the beat. I'm going to Algeria. Three of Algeria's mega huge superstars held a concert in Algeria. And this is like having, gosh, let me see if I can think of three artists in the world that would actually create this kind of hype. I'll get back to you on that because that's going to take a lot. But you're going to hear the energy in this music. I mean, people just totally go crazy, but these are like huge stars. Cheb Khaled, I'm sure you all know or have heard of if you know a little bit of African music. And the other guy is Fidel. The other guy is Rachid Taha. They have got a track here for us, and it's Abderkader. I hope you enjoy this music from Algeria.
Yeah.
It's new. It's exciting. It's the sounds of Africa. For the sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
I'm your DJ.
Coxia São Vicente, nasce alegria, nasce sabura. Vão caput fazer ideia, se na carnaval era marçal. Já coxia São Vicente, nasce alegria, nasce sabura. Vão caput fazer ideia, se na carnaval era marçal. São Vicente é um brasileiro, cheio de alegria, cheio de cor. Nesses três dias de loucura, guerra e carnaval, nesse morabeza sem igual. São Vicente é um brasileiro, cheio de alegria, cheio de cor. Nesses dias de loucura, guerra e carnaval, nesse morabeza sem igual. Não tem um festinha mais sossegado, da doicita vou poder entrar. Qualquer bafaca tá faltando, hoje é dia de carnaval. Não tem um pistinha mais sossegado, cabo e cita vou poder entrar. Qualquer bafaca tá faltando, hoje é dia de carnaval. São Vicente é um brasileiro, cheio de alegria, cheio de cor. Nesses dias de loucura, cá tem guerra e carnaval. Nesse morabeza sem igual. São Vicente é um brasileiro, cheio de alegria, cheio de cor. Nesse três dias de loucura, já tem guerra e carnaval. Nesse morabeza sem igual.
thousand years to the future. The predator of all the sweet saints to the nations. And the joyous, the massive stocks of the DJ. Enjoy the sensations of Ramadan.
Beautiful music there coming from Enri. Dikoye, I think is how it's pronounced. He has just played the track for us, Francois. He's from Cameroon, and he's been one of the spearheads in the revival of the acoustic sound of Cameroon. In contrast to the African country's high-spirited, heavily electronic dance style of Zouk and Makossa, Dikoye has taken a more introspect and melodic direction with his music. While his debut in 95 album, Wa, which means You, was marked by outspoken commentary about the military regime, racism and difficulties of post-colonial life in Cameroon, Dikoye has a more reflective approach with his music. Well, his second album, C'est la vie, which means that's life, which was released in 1998, dedicated to the late Nigerian vocalist Fela Kuti and late American actor Robert Mitchum. The album reached the top slot on music charts in Europe. Although Cameroonian rhythms remain the foundation of Dikoye's music, his songs reflect influences as diverse as reggae, samba, salsa, soul music, and jazz. Dikoye cites late Cameroonian composer Eboah Lotin, vibrato-heavy vocalist and poet Pierre Akeduye, and Armenian-born French singer-composer Charles Aznavour as his main influences. Getting back to the music, we've come from Cameroon, we're going down to southern part of Africa, we're going to Zambia, and it's music by Chameleon, and the title of that track is Nga Unikonda. Basically, it's talking about love and how many things it's attached to these days. You know, you gotta have a shiny car, you gotta have the moolah, money, cash, dough, among the many words it's called. So yeah, it's conditional love, and this is from Zambia. Very unique sounds. I kind of like this actually quite a bit, so I hope you enjoy it too. And that's coming up. There you go. Music from Zambia. 6 minutes to nine. Coming up later at 9 o'clock, top of the hour, a little look at news in Africa.
No money, she no love, no moto, she no love, so she around the Obuti Kazafu no Kondewa, Oma Apangiza Bini, she okay, a balance, Obuti Kazafu, she I'm amanga Sera uniko nai Ile mutu chape na ine Baby, it's better Waniko na mweni Nana eko butika Sera uniko nai Matine zeta amanga Sera uniko nai
from Angelique Kidjo, and you know she's from Benin. Great, great music, great talent. And now the time is 9 o'clock. It's time to look at what's been happening in Africa. Now I like to bring people good news because you already get lots of bad news across all the other special stations. We're extra, extra special, so we try to infuse a little bit of positivity. So here is a look in brief on Africa. South African singer Yvonne Chaka Chaka visited New York last week to help campaign for the voices of African women and children to be heard at the opening of the new session of the United Nations General Assembly and for the leaders of the G20 countries not to forget their commitment to the continent. Chaka Chaka serves as a goodwill ambassador for the UN Children Fund, for the Roll Back Malaria Campaign, and for 4664. That's the Nelson Mandela's Global HIV AIDS Awareness and Prevention campaign. President Barack Obama joins the ranks of the small list of African descendants who have won the world's most prestigious award for peacekeeping. Past African winners of the prize are former United Nations Chief Kofi Annan, Kenyan environmentalist Wangari Maathai, Chief Albert Luthuli, leader of South Africa's African National Congress, former President Anwar al-Sadat of Egypt, the then Bishop Desmond Tutu of South Africa, Nelson Mandela and F.W. de Klerk of South Africa for their work in taking South Africa towards democracy. The Norwegian Nobel Prize Committee announced in Oslo that it had decided to award the 2009 prize to Obama for his extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation between people. In Mozambique, a program is up and running for malaria prevention. The U.S. Agency for International Development has committed $1.48 million for a malaria prevention program in Mozambique. The grant will be used to finance malaria prevention activities in 9 districts in the provinces of Cabo Delgado. It is part of the $10.5 million allocated to USAID for malaria prevention programs in Kenya, Ghana, Mali, Mozambique, Zambia, and Uganda. In Tanzania, being among one of the 7 cassava-growing countries in Africa, has been set to benefit from $5.3 million funding from the International Institute of Tropical Agriculture. Under the project Unleashing the Power of Cassava in Africa, farmers will be financed to increase production in the next 2 years. Also to benefit are farmers in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Malawi, Mozambique, Ghana, Nigeria, and Sierra Leone. In Enugu, Nigerian state, as the federal government initiates program for the development of the Niger Delta region, following the success of the amnesty program, the oil-producing communities in Akwa Ibom, Abia, and Imo states, who had opted for peace agitation rather than armed struggle, have demanded their inclusion in the deal. The 3 states said it would amount to a great disservice if they were excluded from the program, having demonstrated greater loyalty to the nation at a time when the areas affected by the devastating effects of the crude extraction activities took up arms. In Kampala, Uganda, President Museveni has promised to train graduates to acquire skills that can make them employable. Speaking at the 47th Independence Day celebration, Mr. Museveni said the NRM government will place emphasis on business, technical, vocational education and training institutions to ensure that graduates at all levels can acquire necessary skills that will make them employable as technicians and skilled workers and become self-employed as artisans and craftsmen. Finally, there's a little bit of sunshine from Zimbabwe. Great news. The adoption of power-sharing agreement in September 2008 between the main political parties within Zimbabwe and the subsequent appointment of an inclusive transitional government led jointly by President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai represented a defining moment in Zimbabwe's transition to a democratic constitutional order. Most foreign investors feel the country is moving in the right direction despite the hiccups in implementing the coalition agreement. It is against this background that Omega Investment Research organized a Mining in Zimbabwe investment conference in London on June the 23rd. Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai made an excellent impression in his keynote address to participants. The Mining in Zimbabwe investment conference in Johannesburg that followed in earlier August was also highly successful. The research by Omega shows that foreign investment is not limited to mining but applies across all sectors of the fairly diverse economy. The result is the Zimbabwe Trade and Investment Exchange in Johannesburg which will take place on the 16th and the 17th of November this year. Given the fact that this is really a business-to-business event, it provides both Zimbabwe and Southern African countries the chance of exploring mutual business opportunities. And that's all I had for you in the news this week. And we get back to the swing of the rhythm. Do join me again next week if you're interested in the news. But meanwhile, please do stay tuned as we give you a little bit more music. I played last for you music from Benin by Angelique Kidjo. We now go back to South Africa, a little bit something different. This is by an artist known as Proverb. That's what he calls himself. And the title of his track is Heartbeat. I will not say more. I'll let you listen and be surprised.
Speaks in the language of heartbeats. My heart speeds when glad, when sad. My heart bleeds, my heart needs my brain to listen, to carefully translate the rhythms into the mind and paint the vision. My heart can see further than the eye. My heart carries burdens when I cry. It's hard to wear them in a rhyme. My heart was heard of a time when pain was all it knew. It's like a burglary my heart's been broken into. My heart carries the scars. My heart is cautious. My heart has learned from the trauma the ex has caused it. My heart takes longer to love, longer to forgive. But my heart beats stronger than drums as long as I live. Experience has taught my heart defense mechanisms. My brain is hard-headed and hence it never listens. My heart can strike back much harder than that. In fact, you can get killed in a heart attack.
Shut your mouth and let the heart speak. Put your mic against the chest and hear the heartbeat. Shut your mouth and let the heart speak. Put your mic against the chest and hear the heartbeat. Shut your mouth and let the heart speak. Put your mic against the chest and hear the heartbeat. Shut your mouth and let the heart speak. Put your mic against the chest and hear the heartbeat.
My heart speaks in the language of heartbeats. My heart feeds the rest of me via my arteries. My heart could be hard to see when I got beef and love is hard to reach. My heart hardens, kinda like heart disease, and it gets hard to breathe. That's why I follow my mind, cause if my heart could lead, things that get hard for me. My heart isn't capable of a rational decision. Just asking it to consider the fact is a mission. My heart can start loving just like that all of a sudden. Without consulting my brain, my heart is stubborn. My heart has got a mind of its own. I put my mind into rhymes and flows. My heart is a mind of thought. My heart goes on my heart chooses. I tried to put my heart into rock music, but my heart refused it. My heart even said pop was useless. It was a problem used until my heart met hip-hop music.
Shut your mouth and let the heart speak. Put your mic against the chest and hear the heartbeat. Shut your mouth and let the heart speak. Put your mic against the chest and hear the heartbeat. Shut your mouth and let the heart speak. Put your mic against the chest and hear the heartbeat. Shut your mouth and let the heart speak. Put your mic against the chest and hear the heartbeat.
The heart of Proverb is the heart of a soldier. If there was no more beat in my heart, it'd be over. Haters are frightened deep in their heart. They know they're feeling me. My mind is in the industry. My heart is still in Kimberly. Put my heart into rhyme with the heart of a lion. You can connect the lie detector to my heart if I'm lying. Beat is a horse or a camel. My heart, of course, is saddle. I feel forced to get heartless with no remorse in the battle. I feel like my mind is mute and my heart is talkative. Or my mind is blind and my heart is like a walking stick. Right now, it's the other way around. It's unfortunate my heart can conceive an idea before my mind is thought of it. Perhaps you should think with the heart, that we should love with the brain, so we can take a headache tablet, a heartache and pain. Or better yet, we should take the heart and bring it up to the brain, combine the two. I'm thinking love.
Shut your mouth and let the heart speak. Put your mic against the chest and hear the heartbeat. Shut your mouth and let the heart speak. Put your mic against the chest and hear the heartbeat. Shut your mouth and let the heart speak. Put your mic against the chest and hear the heartbeat. Shut your mouth and let the heart speak. Put your mic against the chest and hear the heartbeat.
Ladies
and gentlemen, I'm your DJ.
Another great track. They're coming from Amir Diab, the gentleman from Algeria with talent who started singing and made his debut at the tender age of 6. Music continues on your favorite station, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I am your host, Sheila Sam, and you are with me every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, presenting to you sounds from the African continent with a different twist. So we continue with music. Coming up next is a collaboration collaboration, which I think is kind of fantastic, makes me proud because one of the artists is actually from my country, Malawi. And the song is by Kampi Moto, who is from Congo, and George Piri, who is from Malawi. The title of that track is Nashanga Sana. It's a beautiful track. I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do because I'm nodding my head along with all the great African sounds. So here goes, and enjoy.
Oh, nateseka na roho.
It's new. It's exciting. It's the sounds of Africa. For the sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa.
Interested in NGOs in the nonprofit sector? Want to teach in another country? How about a position in the commerce or engineering sector? Do you want to travel abroad and have a life-changing experience? Isaac UBC offers different internships for all kinds of specialties. We are looking for students interested in fields such as the HIV/AIDS pandemic, community empowerment, business administration, education, environment, and sustainability, and much more. If you're interested in working abroad or helping out on campus, please contact ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. That's ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. It's up to you.
To the end of our show, music coming from Gloria Bosman of South Africa, Little South African Jazz. Coming up next, Bryce Dunn, Third Time's a Charm.
Zotando.
It's new. It's exciting. It's the sounds of Africa. For the sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa.